This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Jeez. Everyone all set, cocked, and locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running. You can listen to USA Prepares on your phone. This number is dedicated to just us, 605-477-3249. Joey is live with us in Michigan. Welcome, Joey.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How you doing?
Well, I'm a little frosted, and I've been staying frosted, not just because of the cold, but because of events all around us. For example, I replaced... And this may seem like something that, you know, why would we bother talking about it? But there is really an important reason. I'll share that with the class in just a second. So we had a dishwasher, and it was made by General Electric, and we bought it from Lowe's. It was on sale because no one seemed to be interested in this particular black dishwasher, black, bought a black stove. And it looked like they had yellow tags on them. They were at a discount. Steep discount. Looked like somebody might have bought it and said, you know what, I don't want it, and returned it. So we got those two appliances, and they've both been marginal at best. As a matter of fact, they've been lousy. But here's the thing about the dishwasher. I replaced it with a used Whirlpool dishwasher. Paid $100 for it on the internet. Picked it up, and it was hardly used, and I was glad to get it. It was a Kenmore. So I'm frosted for several reasons. One, the Kenmore dishwasher blows away the General Electric. Now, the General Electric was, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of price point, the General Electric was probably at a 7 or an 8 in terms of, you know, near the top of their line. The Kenmore is probably somewhat equivalent, maybe a 6 or 7 rather than 7 or 8. And the General Electric is probably a 2000. Let's see, I would think 2005 model. And the used Kenmore / Whirlpool is just a couple years newer. Just a couple years newer. And the reason I replaced it was I would open the door of the General Electric and it would feel slippery. Like, what's going on? Why is it slippery? Is it not rinsing properly? Am I poisoning myself and the family? Because the detergent is not rinsing off the dishes? What's going on? You know, I would experiment with less detergent, more detergent. Nothing could fix this. So I replaced it. I couldn't believe the difference between the Sears Kenmore / Whirlpool model and the General Electric. The Sears washes the dishes cleaner. They don't feel slimy. The tub doesn't feel slimy. What that means is the dishes are being rinsed properly. And I'm wondering if we've been poisoning ourselves with that General Electric dishwasher. So here's my opinion, class. Don't buy a General Electric stove. Don't buy a General Electric dishwasher. That's my opinion. I won't do it. I always have liked Whirlpool products better. So, as a preparedness instructor, I suggest that if you have a dishwasher, regardless of the brand, at the end of the cycle, when it's all finished, and you can open the door to take your dishes, glasses, cups out of it, feel the door, the inside of the door. See if it feels slimy. If it does, adjust your detergent downward to see if it'll still wash the dishes and not feel slimy. If it feels slimy, that's because the detergent is still on the dishes, cups, knives, etc. And I've got to tell you, it looks like we bought new Oneida stainless steel knives, forks, and spoons. They came out shiny after just two washes with the Whirlpool. Now, they looked kind of clean, but they'd have these spots on them, these like water spots. They don't have that anymore. So that's my thought on dishwashers. Joey, do you have any comments before we go into today's topics?
No. The only question I would ask is, if you had a dishwasher and the power went out, it's going to freeze, how would you push the water out of there? How would you, because I know there's a little trap in there, and how do you get the water out of the dishwasher?
Okay, and that's a really good point. What I would do, dishwashers today, now I don't know, in the last, I would say, probably 20 years, dishwashers are typically connected with like a power cord, like a 14-gauge electrical cord with a plug, and you plug it in to an outlet under the dishwasher. That's typically how they're done today. They used to be hardwired in, so you'd have Romex or BX cable. They'd be hardwired into the electrical junction box in the bottom of the dishwasher. That's not the way they're done today. So most people would have the modern, newer style with a plug connection. So here's what I would do. I would take those two screws off the bottom of the dishwasher, and I would have something ready. Like, I'd have a generator, or I would have an inverter that's 1,000 watts or greater. And I would use that inverter with a 12-volt car battery and a 100-foot extension cord, and I would cycle that dishwasher to get the water out. If I couldn't do that, what I would do is I'd make a solution of salt water, probably a teaspoon of salt mixed with just a couple ounces of water, like a quarter of a cup of water. Stir it in there, and I would pour it in the bottom of the dishwasher. And the reason for that is salt water freezes at a much, much lower temperature than just plain water does. And the proof of that is that's why they put salt on ice and snow to melt it, because salt mixed with the water will freeze at a lower temperature. So I would do those two things. The same thing with a toilet tank. If I had a situation where I absolutely could not get heat in that house, and I was concerned about the S-trap bursting in water pipes, you know, like drains of sinks, toilets, showers, and all that, I would mix a salt solution, and I'd pour it down there. Now, salt is corrosive. I mean, it is really corrosive. So I don't recommend that you do it willy-nilly. You've got to have a good reason to do it. But in the situation where you might lose your plumbing, where you'd have to rip out a ceiling below to fix a trap for a shower or a bathtub or a toilet above, I would certainly do it. And there's no problem with doing it if you have plastic plumbing. What are your thoughts about what I just said, Joey?
I think it's a pretty good idea. I was going to buy some of the purple windshield antifreeze, but the dishwasher, I wouldn't want to put that in there. I don't use it that often, but, you know, when you're getting 25 or 40 below zero, you don't know what's gonna take place.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You know,
now, years ago, I would hear my grandfather, now this would be in the 1950s, he would say, got to check the alcohol in the car. Now, he used that term, and he also used the term icebox. Well, we have at this farmhouse in Missouri my grandparents' old ice box. And it was, and you've probably seen it in the kitchen. My mom stripped it and refinished it. And, it's a box about chest high, has several opening doors on it. And the Iceman would come around with a block of ice about almost 1 foot in dimension, so a 1 cubic foot of ice. And you'd buy that and you'd put that in the ice box. And there was a water pan to catch the ice as it melted into water. And then you would dump out the water bucket, if you will, at the bottom of the ice box. And that was used to keep your food cold before they had electronic or electric refrigeration. So my grandfather would use the term icebox for refrigerator, and he would use the term alcohol for antifreeze, because they used to use alcohol. They would mix alcohol, wood alcohol, with the water in the radiator to prevent freezing. So if you have alcohol, you can do the same thing. Just pour that down the drain, and that will lower the temperature at which the water slash alcohol mixture will freeze. So there's several ways. And of course, if you wanted to, you could use antifreeze. But antifreeze is poisonous. If a cat or dog gets, you know, several drops, they lick it because it tastes sweet. But it tastes sweet, literally. They like it. It'll kill them. It'll kill them. So you have to be really careful with antifreeze. But I wouldn't, you know, if you have a municipal water system, I wouldn't be too concerned about pouring even automotive antifreeze down the drain. How much? Oh, I don't know, maybe 3 ounces down a toilet, maybe 4 ounces down a toilet, 2 ounces down a sink drain, 2 ounces down a bathtub drain, 2 ounces down a shower drain. But you want to make sure that no one is going to be drinking that water. If it goes into a septic system, that's okay as well. And those are the approved methods of getting rid of used antifreeze poured down the drain. Literally. That's typically an approved method for disposing of it. And I guess if you wanted to, you could use some of that blue windshield washer solvent, if you will, that, you know, you might have in your garage. You could pour that down the drain as well. You want to pour it down. So, and, you know, look at it. It's probably minus 32 or minus 20 degrees rated. Look at your temperature and figure out a dilution rate that makes sense. So all those things will work. But when you first asked me, I was thinking, here I am trapped. I can't get out and I can't buy anything. So what do I have on hand that I can use? And that's why I said salt initially. When we come back, Joey, what would you like to talk about?
We can talk about cold weather.
Okay. How about toilet tanks bursting? How about these water towers bursting? Yeah. We'll be right back. Joey in Michigan.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joey's with us in Michigan. Joey, cold weather. Your thoughts?
How many people were prepared? You know, and it's interesting, I was looking at some different weather numbers today, like Wisconsin was 25, Chicago was 21, 25 below zero. We were zero, 1 degrees, 4 degrees. That was before wind chill. But, you know, nobody realizes at about 20 degrees, 17 degrees, when you breathe, the hair in your nose starts to get crunchy. And at 15, not so good. And anything below 15, all the rules start to change. And I mean, you know, just like when I was on hold before the show started and the guy's talking on the radio, oh, we're going to have a heat wave. Well, what the people have to listen to the weatherman to tell them, they didn't go out and look at a satellite map to see what's coming. They didn't look at the, you know, they didn't know the storm was coming. And I was listening to that guy at Adapt 2030, and he said it was strange how the media didn't promote this. And they knew that weathermen knew the severe cold weather was coming, and they didn't really tell you how severe till the day before it showed up. Did they not want people to be prepared? Because a lot of people, are, I guess, are simple, and they don't pay attention to what's going on because they had a busy world. Texting their friends, being on Facebook, telling them. And I can only imagine all the stories they have today, what broke, what didn't work, their car didn't start. You know, all kinds of miserable stuff. And some of those pictures you sent me was interesting, like that toilet box that froze and it just broke off. And I was looking at that picture, and I have really slow internet, so I only seen the valve, the ice cube, And I had no idea what that was till the whole picture immersed. And I'm like, holy crap, that's the back of a toilet. And when the box cracked and broke off and left a giant ice cube with your valve in there. And, you know, how many insurance companies are going to honor this damage? Because apparently, somebody was saying, if the state declares an emergency, a state emergency, then it becomes more of a federal issue. And then the insurance companies, because I'm reading stuff about those fires out in Paradise, California, and a lot of people, the insurance companies aren't paying them. Because, well, that's a state emergency. That's going to become a federal issue. And then they'll get 10 cents on the dollar because it's kind of interesting. How would you feel if you were an insurer? You were looking to get your insurance because when they're taking your money, you're their best friend. They can do everything for you. But when it comes time to be on the other end of the receiving, who are you? What? Where did you say you are? Oh, I don't remember. Have you ever had any of them problems then?
Yeah, I did. We had a barn, and there was a tornado in Joplin, about 100 miles from here. And we had some high winds. And it blew the roof off two of our barns, you know, and sections of the roof. And I called the Farm Bureau company, Farm Bureau Insurance. They claim they are. They're horrible. And the guy came out, and he said, geez, you know, the reason I had him out was because I got a check for $750 to repair the roofs. I said, I can't even get anybody to haul away the roofing metal that was blown off for $750, let alone replace it. He said, well, actually, we offered you way too much money. And I lost it right then and there, and I started screaming at this guy. I mean, literally, if there's any Italian in me, it came out right then and there, and I unloaded it on this parasite. And I threw him off my farm. I said, what, are you kidding me? You're charging me $3,000 a year for insurance, and you come up with this? And he said, I said, where do you get off at this, raising my insurance rates year after year after year? And he said, well, you heard of Joplin, right, the tornado? I said, yeah. He said, well, we had to raise rates because of Joplin. I said, do I live in Joplin? I hate. You know, am I allowed to say the word hate on the radio? I hate the Farm Bureau. They are just a miserable, miserable corporation acting as an insurance company. Come and get me, Farm Bureau. Let's do it. Let's go head to head on the radio.
It's all insurance companies. They're all freeloaders. They're all parasites. You know, it's a service that you're paying for, and then when you expect to have to use it, oh, who are you? Where do you come from? Oh, we've got to look at your policy. Oh, see, in a fine print. Yeah, we're not covered under that. You didn't ask me about that. I said, well, when I asked you, when I was writing the policy, I asked you, what won't I be covered under? You know, if you're on the road, you're driving your vehicle down the road. Then I asked him, because I was heading your way one time.
Hey, hold that thought, Joey. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has just made an announcement that's been rumored for days, that the U.S. is withdrawing from a nuclear treaty with Russia. Pompeo announcing it will suspend obligations under the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty effective tomorrow. He says Russia's been violating the treaty anyway.
To this day, Russia remains in material breach of its treaty obligations not to produce, possess, or flight test a ground-launched intermediate-range cruise missile system with a range between 500 and 5,500 kilometers.
The treaty was signed back in 1987, a huge jobs report from the government. The U.S. economy adding 304,000 jobs in January, when employment gains were expected, according to analysts, to come in at about 172,000. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply. Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
God, you're
take
my when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Joey's with us live in Michigan. We're talking about the cold and things you need to know about it, and also wanting to talk about the cold, Mark in Illinois. Welcome, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. You know, I think a lot of people probably forget, but there's probably people here from Illinois that are up in the Chicago area that might remember this, but I think it was 2012 or 2013, all the cars on Lake Michigan were frozen. And they were just, it was all along
frozen
the whole
in,
lake.
You're talking about frozen in place because of the mist that came down, it froze the tires.
It was raging.
Yep.
The lake was the waves were raging at that day, and also rained ice, and it was just sub-zero temperatures, and every car was just frozen right where it stood with lights on, everything. Well, I don't remember that, Mark, but I know in 1979 and 1980 I'd be there visiting relatives, and in the older neighborhoods the cars were snowed in row after row, and you couldn't hardly even drive down because it was the older neighborhoods. You had parking on either side and about one lane traffic, and the drifts were over the top of the car, and if somebody was able to chisel the car out. And I remember back somewhere in 89, I was coming back from Colorado in a snowstorm, and they shut the interstate down on the bottom of Lake Michigan in the Gary, Indiana area, because I stopped by some relatives, and they says, where are you staying tonight? And I said, where do you think I'm staying? I'm going home. No, you're not. The highway's been shut down. So, I mean, the media has taken advantage of a problem. They've expanded upon it a little bit. I mean, it's bad. It's not good. But, again, it wasn't paralyzing where they had to come with the National Guard and take people off of, 294, and it's at the junction in and around where I-65 heads to Indianapolis. That whole area was closed. I remember being in the suburbs, like on Harlem Avenue and 79th Street, where it was driving through a plowed farm field because they didn't plow the snow. And when you had 8 inches of snow on a city street, there were bumps. I mean, I was always driving a vehicle, four-wheel drive vehicle, so it didn't bother me. But a car would have ripped the muffler off or broke a wheel. I mean, I remember the day I left, the road had opened up enough. There was no exits open. I found an exit because I was low on fuel. So, I mean, yeah, it was bad. I see Kansas, Iowa, that looks a lot worse than what normally they get. But for us, we had 8 inches of snow on Saturday. I think we've got 16 on the ground right now. It's supposed to be 19 for the high today. But this is the first time in 2 days I didn't leave the house. I really didn't need to go anywhere, and I figured why jeopardize breaking a vehicle when I didn't need to? I mean, there was nothing I needed, and I didn't want to deal with somebody else that shouldn't have been out on the road as well. And, I mean, your part of the world, I was looking at pictures this morning of St. Louis, and I'm guessing you're within, what, an hour and a half of St. Louis, Mark?
No, I'm up here in pretty much central Illinois, south central Illinois, over by Peoria. But I think that storm was in 2012 or 2013 that paralyzed all the cars on Lake Michigan.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, and then it was like 67 was a big storm, snowstorm that paralyzed the whole city of Chicago. I think it was like 3-4 feet of snow. And then they were trying to move all the snow out of the city with all the big inloaders because I think the snow was like about 3 feet deep.
That was 1967?
Yeah, it was 67. Then there was another big storm that hit in 1978-79. I think it was 79, January 79. And that was where the snow in Illinois was like about, when they were plowing the roads, it was about 6 feet tall. It was actually over the stop signs.
That's what I just said. When I was in Chicago, 79 and 80,
mm-hmm.
in the old neighborhoods, the snow was over the top.
Yeah,
of all the
78, 79 is when that big storm came through and paralyzed the... I mean, it was tall.
We used to have the same storms in Michigan. The roads were closed. It would be closed all week, and then the weekend it'd open up, and for like 3 weekends in a row. But think about 1967. A front end loader was a very primitive piece of equipment. 1979, they were more efficient. Today, a front end loader goes down the road at about 45 miles an hour. A 3 or 4 yard machine, very quiet, unlike the older machines with the Detroit motors, and they're racing and roaring. And I mean the semi trucks, and just how much more efficient the snow removal can be because of the much more advanced equipment. I mean, to be in a loader today, it's quiet, there's heat. I mean, the guy's in a T-shirt. I remember in the old days, you'd be sitting in a polar bear suit. So, I mean, everything changes, but I would ask one question. Based on old snow, current snow, some things most people haven't thought about, and I'm going to ask the question. When would you have to leave? And if you had to leave, what would you take? I mean, you're looking at the fires out in California. I've been listening to Deborah Tavares, her and a woman, Alexandra J.B. They were on, I don't know if it's VLT or LVT TV. It was almost a two-hour video, 50-50, and yeah, more, 2.5 hours. And it was taken off of YouTube already twice. But she had some very interesting points about the chemical engineering, the weather engineering, the weather modifications, and what's taking place. And something I've been wondering, because I never thought of leaving, but if I leave, what do I have to take? Where will I go? And when I get there, what is it I can offer somebody that they would even want to help me? Just because they show up on someone's door, I'm not a refugee coming from South America expecting to get a free check. I'm expecting wherever I go, I have to earn my keep because I'm going to become a burden on somebody. So what is it I need to produce? What can I offer anybody willing to take me in? How? Why would they want to take me in and take care of me? And I'm looking for an answer from either one of you.
Well, I mean, I have another idea about this, all this weather phenomenon. I believe it's a judgment from God. I believe you can look back in the Bible, and you can see examples. Because how can you take snow and light it on fire?
Because you're chemtrailing it, you're putting chemicals in the sky. Yeah, I use a torch on my roof to get, and I got a blue fire coming off the snow. And God's not putting, in my opinion, and believe me, I'm a big proponent of my Creator, big time. I mean, I don't do anything without going into a meditative state and trying to get as close to Him. Okay,
let me give you this idea. And it's in the Bible, in the book of Exodus. It rained down fire and water upon ancient Egypt, and it was fire, and it was hail, and the hail was on fire. Isn't that what's happening today?
Yeah, but who wrote the book, Mark? I mean, a lot of things have happened, and I ask the question all the time. You know, the Catholic Church seems to be the biggest criminal organization on the earth, and since about, what, 1820, or is it 1650? I can't remember numbers like that. But the Jesuits have been involved in every publishing there since. So any book, I think it's 1860-ish, every book that's published has to go through a group of Jesuits, so they can only allow what they want being told. So if that's true, how do I know what's written in a book somebody didn't write? You know, because the Catholic Church has the biggest, what do they call them, telescopes on the southern tips of South America. What are they looking for in the sky? So, I mean, I don't want to argue about religion because I'm very close to it. But again, I can't believe the people, I mean, when a priest is raping a boy and finds that to be a great commodity and a pope doesn't do anything about it, I have to question what he's feeling. I have to question the words that's coming out of his mouth. How honorable are they? And I can't honor and I can't follow the path of a man that thinks it's okay to sodomize children, boys, girls, or anything. So, I mean, I understand where you're coming from the books, and some of the ones I've listened to you talk about, the older books coming from Sumeria and Babylonia, those, if they're accurate books and they haven't been tampered with, I go with that. But how many books have been modified over time, and how do you know they've been modified? You weren't there, I weren't there.
Well, I mean, if you read the ancient Hebrew,
I'm not up on that ancient Hebrew. I don't read that. I have enough trouble reading English.
Mark, let me just interrupt for just a minute. I'd like to answer Joey's original question before we got off on a tangent. Joey, you mentioned that if you showed up at someone's house, you would be a burden. Now, I know you, okay? But let's say I didn't know you and you came to my house. And you just showed up. My first thought, without knowing who you are, you're just some guy I don't know, I've never seen before, don't know anything about. My first thought is you're going to be a burden. Exactly what you said. Not because it's you. It could be anybody. But now I'm thinking this is a burden. This is going to be a worse situation. Now, what do you do? Okay. Well, let's take the Mike Ma approach. And by the way, class, if you'd like to look up Mike Ma, he spells his last name M-A-H. You can find him all over the Internet. So what would Mike Ma do? I'm sorry, Joey.
No Stress Mike.
NoStressMike.com is his website. So Mike Ma, if he were to show up and he knocked on the door and you answered the door, he would have a great big smile on his face, no matter how bad it was. He'd have a big smile on his face, and he would say, before you said anything, he would tell you that he sees that you have this problem. He would notice something that was a problem for you, and he would say, I see you have this problem, and I'm here to help you fix it. That's his approach. So initially, he would diffuse the situation. He would turn that negative feeling that you have, gosh, this guy's a burden, into, what? The guy already knows we have this problem, and he's here to help. Not, I'd like to help. I'm here to help. That's why I'm here. I am here to help you with that problem. And when he gets held up by robbers, he looks at them and he smiles and he says, I see, it looks like you're in pain in your left leg. I can see it from here. I can fix that for you. And then they put their guns down. We'll be right back. Joey and Mark.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEbestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today,
Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Wow, time flies, doesn't it, Joey? So in Minneapolis, right outside of that area, there's a county called White Bear Township, and the water tower froze. So, class, if you think that the municipalities, you know, that they're going to solve all these problems, well, it's not true. So those balls that are on these posts that are water towers, they can freeze. And, yes, it did happen in White Bear Township. Joey, the images that you're talking about, there's a guy that has an image of his toilet. And in the toilet, it looks like it's packed with frost and ice and snow. And there's just a small hole in the center of the toilet bowl that is not frozen. So each time he flushed the toilet, there would be more and more ice building up in the toilet. Then there's the toilet lid is covered with ice and snow from the inside of just flushing the toilet. That's how cold it was. So in addition, did you see the pictures of people putting their clothes outside, you know, clothes that are cotton and polyester blend? The polyester became so stiff that you could take a pair of pants and bulge out the legs as if your legs are in the pants, and they would stand up in the snow. Then you could take a shirt and bulge out the shirt with long sleeves or short sleeves so that it would be like the person was in it, but nobody would be in them. You could put the shirt on top of the pants, and you could have what looked like, you know, the equivalent of a scarecrow with nothing inside supporting the shirt and pants. Literally. That's the kind of cold we're talking about. Did you see that, Joey?
I did. When I went to give extra hay and straw to the goats, I figured I'd just quick do something without putting all the extra clothes on. Well, my body's warm. I'm walking through 12 inches of snow. It's sticking to my pants up to my knees. By the time I got back to the truck, and I was only out of the truck for about 8 minutes, my pants felt like those pants you showed the pictures of. It's like cardboard. And I'm in the vehicle. On the way home, I hit the grocery store. Those few minutes in the vehicle, and I left the heat on full while I was going to attend to the animals. And then in the grocery store, by the time I got in there, they were still frozen on the way out, but my pants were soaking wet. Now, what people don't realize is if that's on your skin blisters. And, you know, I did that because I knew I wasn't out there. But if you were stranded out there and that happened, you might as well figure on frostbite. You might as well figure on a couple of scenarios that you hadn't planned on. But I don't think people, because they've been too distracted by the news, they don't do enough of their own homework. Is Mark with us or did he leave?
No, Mark had to go.
Okay. And my question is, somebody's got to be responsible for themselves. And I would urge people, if they want to learn, next time it gets cold, don't go outside for an hour. Just go outside and see what happens. See how fast things are. I mean, for a couple of minutes. Then go back out for a couple more because, you know, I have, over years doing construction work, have cut myself. So I have different nerves I've cut. So my fingers will tend to get hot or burn when they start getting cold, and I don't have a good attention span for how cold it is. So I'm extra cautious. So, I mean, you have to have some kind of a brain pattern to know you're even in jeopardy. And I can't even imagine. But let's talk about, so the weather got cold. Let's say this is the mini ice age preview of what Rick's been talking about the day after tomorrow. How many people would be able to leave? And if you were leaving, where would you go? And are you able to get far enough away before you freeze in your car? I don't have an answer to that. I question that all the time in myself. You know, and I do ask my creator. I do ask my God, you know, to help me take care of that. And I don't have answers for that because I haven't ever been put to that yet. But it's things that I always think about, and I'm sure you have as well.
Joey, your grandparents came here with almost nothing. My grandparents came here with almost nothing. They were tough, but they were younger.
They were hardened, they were younger, and we're not that way anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Joey, hey, thanks so much for being with us. Thank you so much for being with us and spending your time this morning with us at USA Prepares. That's Joey in Michigan. Coming up, 5G. 5G, Joe Esposito and I are going to be talking about electromagnetic radiation and the dangers and what to do about it. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.